We've now come to Erev Rosh Hashanah, a day where the poskim point out there was a very pronounced minog to fast, if not the entire day, at least a good deal of the day, the majority of the day. And the slichos are the longest of the slichos, beginning 2.5-3 hours before sunrise. And there are many, many repetitions of the Yud Gimel Midos, of the 13 divine attributes of mercy. And there are constant refrains throughout this era of Rosh Hashanah. Al tovo b'mishpat imanu. Please don't enter into a strict din with us. Ki lo yitzlach lefunecha kol chai. Because no human being, no living creature can be found righteous before you. And on the other hand, Hazinu Hashem tefiloseinu, pehitu Hashem to our tefillah, our slichus, our tefillah, but also the tefillahs of the Yomim Noroim, v'hakshiva b'kol tachnunoseinu, and pay attention to the voice of our petitions. Later, you have brought in some of these refrains that follow the Yud Gimel Midos. Atzidek Hadin, Hatzur Tomim Polo, he called the Rachav Mishpat, the rock, the perfect rock, whose work is perfect. He called the Rachav Mishpat, all his paths are just. Kael Emuno, a God of faithfulness, being Ovel, there's no iniquity in him. Tzadik V'yoshehu. He is righteous and upright. L'mishpatecha amdu hayom, to await your judgment, they have stood up today. Ki hakol avadecha, for all are your servants. So this is a day that's a prelude to Rosh Hashanah, an awareness in the fact that a year has gone by, a year of many failings. There are many, many works on tshuva. Of course, the Rambam Sichos Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yonah's Shari Tshuva. The Mabit, Rav Moshe Mitrani, who was a contemporary of the Mechaber, has a small work found in a work called Beis Elokim on Hilchos Tshuva, and he defines Tshuva with four words. Kirva l'Hashem mirichuk achet. Coming close to Hashem, approaching God, becoming close to Him, after being removed, after being distanced from the distance caused by sin. So the slichus are part of this process of kriva l'Hashem, of approaching HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after being removed from Him by our sins of the year. And the Mabit points out something very interesting, that Am Yisrael has 613 mitzvahs, many, many mitzvahs. And it's impossible that a person, that people don't fail, that don't, it's impossible that someone doesn't slip up in the course of a year. In these mitzvahs, there are so many of them, and they're so complicated and complex. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands the fact that we need a time to take a self-evaluation, to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to come close to Him again, mi richu kachet, from the distance caused by our sins and by our failures. And there are many weapons that Chazal have spoken of, and they're alluded to in these slichas. Part of the notion is that we merge ourselves into Klal Yisrael, the destiny of Klal Yisrael, again asking Hashem to bring an end to our suffering, to free the Am Yisrael from its persecutors, to bring an end to the Golus, to bring an end to the ruins of the Beis HaMikdash. And then there's a notion, of course, also of the human being coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a sense of humility, even humiliation. There's a line in one of the piyutim that said, on this day, Noeg Sheba Olam, it's the custom of the world, Ein Mishtamesh Bekli Meshuber, that one, certainly not a king, doesn't use a broken vessel. But you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'lo sivze lev nidke v'nishbor, you don't despise a heart that's crushed and broken. Hayipolemi Hashem Dover. Is anything too wondrous for Hashem? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the King of Kings, looks for a heart that's broken, that's crushed. And this is the greatness of Hashem. This is a theme that comes up in some of the piyutim on Yom Kippur, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu, who is the master of the universe, of the cosmos, finds glory in paying attention to the needs of human beings of little value, of little worth, of bad temper, of bad temperament, and v'hita hilosecha, that's your praise. There are many, many beautiful concepts that come up in the very, very lengthy and numerous slichas on Erev Rosh Hashanah. And as I mentioned on the slichas of the second day of slichas, the concept of persecution by Edom Yishmael, then the refrain was, Kalei Sir V'chosno, destroy this ear, the goat Edom and his father-in-law Yishmael. There is a line in one of the piyutim over here, Ana Aruru Avoscha Hayeshona begins, please arouse your sleeping love for us. Ashura Hafle Daspi Manu, where you loved the congregation who was not countable. And later it says, Zuchar Al Tishkach, remember, don't forget. Al Techarash, don't be silent, be Al Tishkot Kel, and don't keep quiet, Hashem. Zomamu Lahachidi, they plan to destroy me, Migoye, as a nation. Edom v'Yishmael. Edom and Yishmael. Again, this concept. Chanunato yodates kul hatlos el. Merciful One, you know all our travails. Ko amara chichu Yisrael. Thus says your brother Israel. Reference to the fact that Edom and Yisrael and Yisrael and Yaakov were brothers, and Edom has such a sina, such a hatred for Am Yisrael. There's a beautiful pismon, Adon b'fachtecha enosh labkarim, Lord, as you visit enosh, meaning mortals, human beings in the mornings, b'mitzu yadin al timtach, in the strictness of judgment, don't draw it out. Don't make the justice or the judgment a very strict, a very tight and exacting judgment. If you take the human body and the neshama and you quarrel with them, you find, see their faults, they'll be pushed away below yuchlukum, and they won't be able to stand. Can a human being find merit in the justice, in the judgment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? V'yemesh b'yodo mas litzadek. Is there in his hand any good deed to find himself righteous? And it goes on to describe the human condition. Zeru yichumu milechus shukha, human being who is born of putrid seed, as it says in Pirkei Avos. Chovu yarvo bekirbo mi'esi voldo. Hidden inside of him is his enemy, the Satan, from the time he's born. Taman hu koreshes l'raglov. He's hidden away like a snare to his feet, a trap. Yisiseu b'chol yom. He instigates him, or plans against him every day, l'shachas l'hapilu, to throw him into the pit. Koach ugvura beguf ayin. There's no strength or might in the body. L'fonov l'amod l'isyatsev. Be able to stand and be firm before the Satan. It's impossible. Only with your help, Hashem. And this theme goes again, Al Tovu B'Mishpat Imanu, Kalitza L'Fenecha L'Chai, is repeated over and over and over again. Don't come into judgment with us, because we're not going to be innocent. We know the fact that we're not capable of being found innocent before you. And then comes a refrain, Hashem Boker Sishma Kolenu, in the morning, as we're approaching morning, hear our voices, hear our prayers. Boker narok lucho unitzape. In the morning we will show you our reverence unitzape, and we'll look forward to your salvation. Kovel al nafshinu ga'ola. bring forth to our souls redemption, l'man shimcha p'deinu, for the sake of your name, redeem us. Harenu Hashem chastecha, show us your kindness, Hashem, v'yishecha titen lanu, and your salvation give to us. Many, many hours of beautiful, beautiful pizmonim, built around psukim. There's a pizmon boker of those who say this at nighttime, who they shouldn't, al pi halacha, they shouldn't be mentioning, this pizmon should be skipped, which is a reference to the Akedah v'ashkim avim ba'boker. And the Akedah is a theme that comes up throughout the Slichos also. And again, we view HaKadosh Baruch Hu in various pizmonim, Shofet Kol Oretz, judge of the entire world, V'osam B'mishpat Yamid, V'osam, and the world who he maintains B'mishpat, Nochayim B'chesed Al Am Oni Tatzmid, Chayim and Chesed, life and kindness on a poor nation, attach, V'es Tefilas HaShach B'mkom Olus Amid, and the morning prayer in the place of an offering, let it stand, Olus HaBoker, the offering of the morning, Asherli Olus HaTamid, which is the constant offering brought every single morning. V'im Ein Bonu Masim, later this beautiful poem goes on. If we don't have good deeds, Zachro Yesheni Chevron, remember those who sleep in Chevron, the Yavos, V'hem Yalu L'zikron, and let them rise as remembrance, Lifnei Hashem Tamid, before Hashem Tamid, before the Lord always. There's a pizmon again, Zohar Bris Avos, I'm sorry, Zohar Bris Avraham, Yakedas Yitzchok, V'ashev Shu Sol Yaakov Shilman Shmech, remember the covenant with Avraham and Yakedas Yitzchok, and restore the Shvus Oli, the captives of the tents of Yaakov, Yushilman Shmecha, and save us for the sake of your name. There is earlier, after the Pizmon of Boker, a statement where there's responsive reading. Again, Al Tov Mishpat Imanu, Ki lo yitzdak lefunecho kol chai, that refrain is said again, don't come in judgment with us, for the no one can be found righteous before you. Hu yishpo tevel betzedek, he, Hashem, will judge the world in righteousness. Yodin le'umim b'meisharim, he'll judge the nations in an upright fashion. Tzedek u'mishpat mechon kisecho, chesed be'emes yikad mufunecho. Tzedek u'mishpat, righteousness and justice, is the firm place of your throne, chesed v'yemes, kindness and truth, will precede your countenance, yikad mufonecho. Milfonecho mishpatino yetze, before you our judgment will go, einecho sechzenu meshurim, your eyes will see that which is upright. V'sotzi ka'art sidkenu, and you'll bring forth like light our righteousness, umishpatenu ketzorayim, and our judgment like the light of a shiny afternoon. The mishpatecho amdu hayom, again, for your judgment they have stood up this morning. Ki akol avodecho, for all they are all your servants. Ki Hashem shofteinu, the Lord is our judge. Hashem mechukakenu, the Lord is our lawgiver. Hashem malkenu, the Lord is our king. Hu yoshienu, and he will save us. There is a beautiful pizmon that appeared actually earlier, that in the Slichos of Rosh Hashanah, that has the refrain Emes, begins and ends each section with Emes. Emes ato rishon, it's true that you're the first, v'en reshis l'resh yisecho, and there's no beginning to your beginning. And the first paragraph ends, it koscha tzedek liolam, your righteousness is justice forever, v'sarascha Emes, and your Torah is Emes. Now, within this pizmon, you have incredible, incredible insights. For instance, there is a paragraph that says, Emes gomartu shishif amim elokim chayim. Emes, you concluded six times elokim chayim, mi breshis viad lasos chasumim tevuim. From the word breshis in Parshas breshis until lasos in Yom HaShishi, they are seals of words that are expressed. For instance, breshis baro elokim. Breshis ends with a tav, Baro with an Aleph, Elohim with a Mem. those three letters are MS. So this MS, these three letters, Aleph, Mem, Tav, appearing as the last letters in groups of three words, the Paitan, this poet, points out, appears six times in the 6 days of creation from the word Breshis until Laasos. In Psukim like Breshis per Elokim, Vayar Elokim S, wherever you have that, you have the Aleph and Vayar, look Mem and Tav and S, Vayivur Elokim S. So between all these you have six times that the word MS is a signet of three words hinted at in Maisa Breshis. Again, Rosh Hashanah is a commemoration of the creation of the world, but also the notion that MS is something very basic to creation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu built the world in truth. And MS is very similar to Chaim. Chaim, real life, is eternal life. And we're asking for life, we're asking for MS. And the opposite of MS is Shekrin, and the Chazal point out in Gemara Shabbos, and it's alluded to again in the next verse. MS, Dvorav Meruchakim Zemizeh. The letters of MS are far from each other because Aleph is the first letter of the alphabet, Mem is the middle letter of the alphabet, and Tav is the last letter of the alphabet. And Sheker, Dvorav Mikoravim. Sheker, the words of Sheker, falseness. Their letters are close to each other. Shin, Kaf, Resh, Shin, their letters are consecutive letters. So Emes is spread out, beginning, the middle, the end, and Sheker is all together. Now the letters of Emes all have wide bases, the Aleph, the Mem, and the Tav. Ve'en lo regel dore, but the Sheker has, each of those letters doesn't have a leg to stand upon. Bruch Hashem Meitzis Mecherek, blessed is Hashem who looks through the window, so to speak, Asher Hinchani B'derech Emes, and who has led me in the path of Emes, in the path of truth. The Torah is Emes, Hashem is Emes, genuine life is Emes. The other word in Hebrew for falseness is Kozev, or Kozev, Mayim Kozvim, or waters that fail. Mayim Chaim are waters that stream forward and never dry up. Mayim Chaim. But Mayim Koizvim fail, they dry, they're not trustworthy. There's no MS there. So there's a whole pismon where you have this goes on for many, many pages, these allusions to MS. And as I pointed out, in terms of the second day of the Slichus before Rosh Hashanah, that in Yishayu Samach Aleph, the word emes comes up also. V'nosati pulusam be'emes. I will give their deeds. And Rashi again, be'emes, in truth, be'emes. Ubris olam echros lem. An eternal covenant I will make with them. And again, Rashi pointed out, as I said the other day, v'nosati pulusam shel Yisrael. The activities of Am Yisrael, their actions, shetehe be'emes, that they should be in truth. The reward that they should get because they suffered the humiliation and the sufferings that were the afflictions of the umos olam, of the nations of the world, because of, in honor of your kavod, because of your glory, HaKadosh Hashem, that these should be rewarded be'emes, in truth. Long Pisman, speaking about Chaim that follows Emes, because, and interesting too, I should point out, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin in Chelek that speaks about the relationship between Chaim and Emes, that there was a town, more talks there in, talks about there in Chelek, a town called Kshot, which is Aramaic for truth. And nobody lied, ever told a lie there, and nobody ever died prematurely in that town. Emes and life, truth and life, go inherently together. No one told a lie. There was always Emes, and no one died prematurely. And a man came from out of that town. He didn't know the rules. And in an area of Sneas, he told a little lie because his wife was going to the mikvah, whatever. And as a result, his children died. And there was an investigation. It turned out that he deviated from the truth, even in terms of Sneas. And he was forced to leave that leave that town. That there is a connection between emes, genuine emes, and chayim. So the long, long slichas of Erev Rosh Hashanah go on and on and on for at least 2.5 hours, depending upon the pace of the congregation. And again, all weapons are thrown out. Bris Avos, Yesheni Chevron, Covenant of the Fathers, Akedas Yitzchak, all the notion of our loneliness, that Lo Yitzchak Lefenecha Kol Chai, no human being can be found before you. Let me close with a medrash that the halachic work, the Rokeach, brings down by Yom Kippur. He brings a very, very beautiful medrash that states that Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, speaks to the Malachim, and he says to them, he acknowledges, look at the suffering and the troubles that I burden with Am Yisrael, b'chol dor v'dor, b'chol shoh v'shoh, in every generation, virtually at all times, and yet they come before me and say, Locha Hashem hatztokav l'nu boshes haponim, you Hashem, are to you is the righteousness, and we have shame of face. And because of this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives us. That we acknowledge the fact that, yes, indeed, we suffer. We have many, 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 unfortunately, misfortunes for the Jewish people, for Am Yisrael, certainly throughout history, and certainly in the last 100 years and the like, last 200 years. And with it all, we stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't complain. We say, L'cho Hashem hatztoka, you Hashem have righteousness, v'lanu boshes haponim. And we have, instead, we're shame-faced. And the basis of this statement, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives us our sins. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we enter into Rosh Hashanah, there's a question when the din actually takes place, whether the second Rosh Hashanah begins, whether on the day of Rosh Hashanah, whether throughout the entire Aseres Yemei Tshuva, the Machlokas in Rishonim and the like. But whatever, we should be all sealed for a Shnas Chaim, a year of good life, a year of prosperity, a year of health. And Amir Tzashem, this should be a year of Geula for Klal Yisrael, redemption for Klal Yisrael. And may we see peace, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring peace to the entire world, to all humanity.